looking forward to next weekend. Limerick have drawn Kilkenny away in the hurling qualifiers. Not the one we probably would have wanted, to be honest.
I suppose it's the one draw we would have looked to avoid. You're right. Possibly, you know, Kilkenny in the Gaelic grounds, we would have fancied ourselves maybe. But I said, I don't think all is lost in this one. Now, you know, it is what it is. And maybe we played Westmeath in the first round for the last 2 years and got over them. And, you know, it was very, very hard to determine where we were after the Westmeath games on both occasions. And that proved to be the case because we went out in the next round. We have to focus now from the start of the qualifiers. We have to focus for a real, real big one. And it's real focus. And in many ways, it may not be a bad thing. Now, Kilkenny, there's no doubt at all about it. I'm not the Kilkenny of old. No, like, certainly they went out very tamely in last year's All Ireland final. The loss to Wexford in Wexford Park, it's all showing that Kilkenny aren't the power that they used to be. So, you know, whilst Kilkenny will start favourites, I think we're going down there with a decent chance. We're going down there with a decent chance.
Well, we're certainly going down there with nothing to lose, Matt. It's
absolutely. No, we have absolutely nothing to lose. And John Kiley will have his side well primed and well focused. He will have covered all eventualities since the Clare game of who and the level of competition we might be likely to facing in the groups of the qualifiers. And I think he will have a lot of his work done, and it'll be a question of putting meat on the bones now that it is Kilkenny, and I think we will be ready to give it one hell of a go down there.
Matt, when you consider that counties know their opponents in the Munster Championship from the previous year, and you know, from, you know, usually have a lot more notice than just 1 week as to who their opponents are, would there be an argument for having brought that draw forward a bit?
Of course there's an argument. There is an argument. You're absolutely right. And can you tell me one argument that there is for delaying it until within five days of the game, which is absolutely ridiculous in my view? There is no reason, certainly, why this draw couldn't have taken place last week, or possibly even the week before, because we have seen the football qualifiers draws being done where it's one team or another. So there was no reason why we had to wait for Carlow and Laois to play off yesterday before we had this draw. Now that it was totally unnecessary. This draw could have been made certainly, definitely a week ago, definitely possibly 2 weeks ago. And I think it's unfair. I suppose it's unfair to the public. It's unfair to, definitely unfair to managements and their teams, and it's even unfair in a way to the venue that have to get everything in ship shape so quickly over 5 days for the logistics of running what is a big game, and it's the game of the round now. So it's going to be a huge day down in Nolan Park, and hopefully there will be a huge Limerick contingent will travel up there.